الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم. دروش پڑھنے respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. In the last session of Dars-e-Hadith, we discussed one very important masla with regards to women entering Masjid-e-Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Masjid-e-Haram, and in fact in general for women to enter any mosque, any masjid in any part of the world. Alhamdulillah, that mas'ala was covered with a lot of detail and explanation. Going back to the topic, the history of Masjid-e-Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the history of Madinatul Munawwara, and our role as Muslims, our duty, what we have to do when we enter the beautiful city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we make ziyarat of Masjid-e-Nabwi. Subhanallah, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Man zara qabri wajabat shafa'ati. Anyone who makes my ziyarat, my shafa'at, for me to intercede for him in the hereafter becomes wajib. And this is a promise by Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. You make ziyarat of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam will intercede for you. If somebody was to phone us today and say, don't worry, I will pick you up at the airport and you don't have to worry at the customs, I know everyone there. I will look after you in every way. That person, mashallah, is with great ease. He makes his travel, his journey. He is confident that everything will be okay for me. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to us, the believers, that if you make ziyarat of Masjid-e-Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you stand in front of my rawza, when you come out of the graves, I will look after you. You have no problem, I will be with you all the time. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Alameen hameh wo maqam dhe ki aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hamari shafa'at kare. Hadith Paak mein hai, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that anyone who visits me to my roza, it is like as if he visited me in my lifetime. Ye bhi ek mustaqil fazilat. Subhanallah. The ulama have said that when one enters Masjid-e-Nabwi, when he is making ziyarat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most honorable act of virtue for him is to constantly engage himself in salatu wassalam, especially when he is in Madinatul Munawwara. When he is in Makkatul Mukarrama, the ulama have said that it is better for him to do tawaf of the Kaaba. Recitation of the Quran is there, all the other azkar are there, but Kaaba is only found in Makkatul Mukarrama. So tawaf of Kaaba will only be there. So whilst you stay in Makkatul Mukarrama, the most honorable act of duty for the believer is to make tawaf of the Kaaba. And when he comes to Masjid-e-Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to prepare himself, mashaAllah, to clean himself, to make ghusl, and with clean and pure clothes to enter Masjid-e-Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and continuously, whilst he is in Masjid-e-Nabwi, and when he exits the masjid, also in the streets of Madinatul Munawwara, wherever he is, just to engage himself into salatu wassalam, reading durood to Hazrat-e-Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this recitation of durood, my brothers, is a compulsion. It is farz. And let me explain to you, when I say farz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, very famous ayat-i kareema which all the Muslims are familiar with, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And generally all of you read Durood Sharif. Can you do that? اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. مولانا خالد سمرو صاحب came on a Wednesday and we were sitting with him, and in the middle of the bayan I noticed مولانا صاحب got in Josh. Comes from Pakistan, doesn't he? MashaAllah. And the voice Allah gave him. But he noticed that the people who were listening were all very quiet. I said to him downstairs in the office, I said, Hazrat, these people are of the Gujarati community, MashaAllah. We come from India. We are all very, very quiet, but we listen attentively. But when you go to Pakistan, with the Maulana who is speaking, even the Musalli speak. Even the Sami'een have contributed something. So when the Alim says something, there's always someone saying, Narae Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Narae Risalat, Muhammad Rasulullah. And there's always Nara going on. So the Maulana Sahib felt a bit sort of isolated. He said that it is as if I was doing the speaking myself. I said, welcome to Leicester. The mahal ka asar hota hai. MashaAllah, when we were here in Khatm al-Nubuwwat also. So you have different types of group, different people. Some of them they say, Subhanallah, MashaAllah. So when I read this ayat kareema, read loudly, inshallah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Some of the Arab shuyukh, when they do bayan, Subhanallah, if you have an opportunity, though you may not understand, but sit in their majlis. And once in a while, after every 6-7 minutes, they have a habit of saying, Wahidullah, Wahidullah. And everyone says, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Especially Marhum Sheikh Kishk, Rahmatullah Alayh, every few minutes in his congregation, he would say, Sallu ala Nabi, Sallu ala Nabi. And all of the Egyptians, the whole mosque, would recite Durood on Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah we should have that spirit and that force and power and that energy, inshallah, to continue to say subhanallah, to continue to make zikr. Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala an was the shair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was especially appointed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his duty was to read ash'ar in the Arabic language. What to boost the companions, subhanallah. And even when Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, when Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do wa'az, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nasihat was very, very different. Sometimes Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam would individually ask a question to someone. And sometimes he would say, Ala unabbi'ukum, shall I not inform you of so and so? And he would expect an answer. All of them collectively, the companions would generally say, Bala ya Rasulullah, why not, O Prophet of Allah? Or they would say, Fidaka abi wa ummi, Hamare maabaap aapke upar kurban ho, our mother and father be a ransom to you, O Prophet of Allah. So Huzur alayhi salatu was salam's again style of speech was that, and each environment is very, very different. This ayat-i kareema indicates, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. The key ayat in Surah Ahzab in the Quran which deals with the subject of salatu wa salam on Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tarjuma asan, salatu wa salam paro Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam ke upar. Send mercy and greetings to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. But what kind of salatu was salam? Salatu was salam which was read by the companions, Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'een, Buzrugani Deen, or something that is valid in the Sharia. The ulama, due to this ayat-i kareema, in the light of this ayat-i kareema, they say that for a mu'min, for a believer, once in a lifetime, durood sharif is farz. Once in a lifetime. He is not a mu'min. He has to read durood sharif once in his lifetime. Therefore, due to this ayat-i kareema, Islamic Muslim jurists like the fuqaha, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, and one opinion of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, he says that to read durood in your salat, in the qaida-e akhira, when one is sitting in his last posture for salat, tashahud ki halat mein, after tashahud we have to read durood, not in the second rakat. In the second rakat after at-tahiyyat we have to stand up if there is a 3 or a 4 unit prayer. Durood is only in the last rak'at. And in namaz, do we stand up and read durood or do we sit and read durood? So it is perfectly jais for someone to sit and read durood. You can't actually force someone and say, hey, stand up. Wahabi aagaya, wahabi. Stand up. Jo khara raha wo aashiq e rasool, jo baith gaya wo is not an aashiq e rasool. Astaghfirullah ilazim. In namaz we are sitting. In namaz we are sitting. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, according to his one opinion, it is wajib to read durood on Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that posture, after tashahud to read. Kya hai? Wajib. According to Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi and Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, they are of the opinion that it is a great sunnah. So we have to read and sit in that posture of tashahud which is wajib, we have to sit. But if someone misses out from durood sharif, and if he is following the fiqh of Imam Shafi'i, then he will have to make sajdah sahw. But if he is following the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa or Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, then his namaz will be defective, but namaz will be complete. But missing out from a great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will mean that there is no great barakah in the salat. Subhanallah. And there is also one other masla which the ulama say that every time in a majlis when continuously you hear the name of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, do we have to respond to that, send durood to Huzur alayhi salam every time on his name? Some of the fuqaha have a very strong opinion to that, and they say that every time you hear the name of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, read durood on him. Reason for that is that we have a hadith in the books of hadith. One hadith, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a miser, a bakhil, is not that person who has no money. A bakhil is that person when the Maulana is saying or taking the name of Huzur alayhi salam, he is sleeping. He is sleeping. Oh, his mind is somewhere. So when Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam's name comes, we have to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of this hadith, some of the ulama hold the opinion, no, it is wajib. Majority of the ulama say that if in one gathering like this gathering, if continuously the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken, then at least once in that majlis to utter the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is what? Wajib. It is wajib. Bahut zaruri. That is why Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith has said that if in a majlis Allah's name is not taken and durood is not sent to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illa kana alayhim tiratun. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said then for that person on the day of Qiyamah, that missing out from the zikr of Allah, missing out from sending durood to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, will cause him great grief and it will be a cause of great loss for him in the hereafter. That is why in some of the programs that are scheduled in any way, Islamic activities, It starts off by the recitation of the Quran, and Quran in itself is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When generally you will notice that when the bayan starts, some of the ulama say durush sharif palle. Kya hai? Durush sharif palle. Or sometimes when the dua ends, it ends with durush sharif. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli baytihi ajma'in. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that in every majlis, the name of Allah must be taken and durood must be read upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if one misses out from this, Allah says, insha'a azabahum wa insha'a ghafara lahum. If Allah wills, Allah can punish him for that. If Allah wills in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive him. That is why the famous words of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala are that he says, inna al-du'a'a mawkufun bayna al-sama'i wal-ard. Inna al-du'a'a. When you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your dua floats between the heavens and the earth. It is suspended in the air. It does not go straight up in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is blocked. Inna al-du'a'a mawkufun. Mawkufun. Bayna al-sama'i wal-ard. Ji. La yas'adu minhu shay. Koi ek bhi cheez upar nahi chalti. Nothing of it goes on top in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta yusalli nabiyyik. Until with that dua you read durood on Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kitni bari baat hai. Make yourselves acquainted and have this habit of reading durood sharif continuously upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on Friday. Anyone who wants to have the spiritual connection with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he should continuously read durood sharif. Continuously. Subhanallah. And this is the shan of Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in. Kya deer lagti hai ji? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim. This is durood Ibrahim is even long. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a durood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a durood. Some of the Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in, I think I have said it to you that it was Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that in the night he was in the habit of reading durood upon Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. How many times? Ghaliban 10,000 times. Kitni martaba? 10,000 times. Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in ki aadat. They were in the habit of sallallahu ala nabi, sallallahu ala nabi. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, a grand companion of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, once he came to Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, besides what is farz on me and what is wajib on me, I have my azkar, my own method of supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is nawafil for me, my zikr? How much time should I take in my zikr? And from all the zikr that is there, how much time do I take out to send durood to you? Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, that is entirely up to you. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab says, Ya Rasulullah, if I take my time out, rub'u, as in one quarter of the time that I have, if I dedicate one quarter of that period to durood sharif, is that enough? Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam looked at Ubay bin Ka'ab and said, it is enough, but if you increase it, it is even better. If you increase it, it is even better. Oh ji, uthe ji, muh dhole. Ji. Aur hame takleef hoti hai na bhai. Koi aadmi soya hua ho isliye mujhe takleef hoti hai. Bura na mane. Aur and Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala an said that increase. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, increase it. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, if I increase it to half the time, aadha waqt, durood mein de diya jaye. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam says, fine, that is even good. But if you increase it more, it is even better. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab says, Ya Rasulullah, 2/3 of my time exclusively dedicated towards Durood Sharif. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, very good, but increase it more, even better. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. They were ushaq. They were ushaq. Meri tarah kamzor admi. Ji. Hum kaha? Allah wale log kaha? Subhanallah. Sahabai kiram ajmain kaha? Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab ko aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne kaha, if you increase it, it is better. He says, Ya Rasulullah, if I dedicate all my time in Durood Sharif, then what is your opinion? Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab and said, Izan tukfa hammaka. Then, O Ubay bin Ka'ab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of all your necessities in this world.
Subhanallah.
Kya chahiye? Tumme jo kuch takleef hai na, wo Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kafi ho jayenge. All your troubles, all your needs, all the necessity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of it. In the hadith, it comes, hatta ji yukaffir dhanbuk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also forgive all your sins. Subhanallah. That is why from the companions it is said that Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala and was one sahabi who all the time was seen by the companions only saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamesha durood mein mashgool rehte the. Hamesha durood mein mashgool rehte the. Subhanallah. That is why all these shuyukh, all these buzrugani deen, some of the scholars were incredible, my respected brothers. Hamare sheikh the, Hazrat Maulana Ghulam Habib, Naqshbandi rahmatullah alayh. Ajeeb buzrug. Sahib-e-karamat. In his halat, in his biography, it is said that when he went to do ziyarat of Masjid-e-Nabwi and to give salam to Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sometimes he would overstay in Madinatul Munawwara, and visa is only given for 15 days, and he would overstay there. Sometimes he would even have to cancel the flight. Some of the khuddam that was were there, they would say, Hazrat, we might as well travel back. All the trouble we have to go to reschedule the flight, to rebook, everything, it is takleef. He would say, what can I do? I have no permission from the Prophet to leave Medina. I have no permission to leave from the Prophet. And this is what Hazrat is saying. We don't even get close to it. We have no understanding because our spirituality, our level of understanding, we are so way behind. Allah wali, buzrugani deen, they have this connection with Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And once he said that I have seen with my eyes Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam standing and performing salah.
SubhanAllah.
That is why Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when I went for Mi'raj, I saw Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the area where he is resting, performing salah. See? Sunahana? Performing salah. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we are in this habit of continuously sending durood on Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. There is great honor and great barakah. In fact, what honor is there any greater honor than an individual sending durood to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam and the angel presents his durood to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam with his name and the name of his father? Sitting in Leicester with sincerity, you have wuzu, you are in the masjid and reading with ikhlas durood sharif, the angels are appointed and directly text message hota hai na? You write your text message, and this is the, a lot of people say, Maulana, I don't understand ghibat. I explain to them. I said, ghibat is one sin, such a sin, that when you backbite, on the spot, your hajj, your nawafil, your zikr, your tahajjud, your salat, every act of ibadat is transferred to that person who you have done ghibat of, on the spot. And how can it be on the spot? Very simple. Pick up your mobile phone, One man could be in China and the other man could be in the other part of the world. And you have reception there. You're not in Masjid Umar because we don't have reception here. And if you want to send a message to him, one is on in one part of the world and the other one is there, all you have to do is press one button, send. Send. When you press send, all the words go from this end of the world to that end. And that person reads exactly, and technology is so fast, there is computer and everything, but this is just one example I'm giving. Exactly in the same way. When you make ghibat, the angels press the button, send. What do they press the button? Send. And all your amal are transferred. Form. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, he would say that in my namai amal, in my book of deeds, this sin of ghibat will never be found. I have not done ghibat of anyone in my life. And this is the case of Iyan Sawatun, as in miser is not financially, as in he never backbites. He never backbites. But the whole world backbites about him. So all their good actions is transferred to Imam Abu Hanifa. But Imam Abu Hanifa keeps his amal intact. He does not talk about anyone. Someone said to him, Hazrat, that so and so man is talking bad about you. He says, really? Did you hear him? He was saying this about me? He says, Jazakallah. Hazrat would go in the house and take gold coins. And he was so happy, subhanallah. How fortunate. Who is that man who is prepared to give me his good action? Good amal to me. Imam Sheikh would go and knock on his door. He says, Jazakallah, I've heard that you have been backbiting about me, doing my ghibat. I don't know how to repay you, but these are some of the gold coins that I can give you. Subhanallah. Ye bhi Allah wale log the, huh? Allah wale log the. Subhanallah. These are great shuyukh. So we have to be very, very careful, very, very careful on the subject of Durood Sharif. Subhanallah, it is a great ni'mah. Anyone who has this habit of reading Durood Sharif upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt he is spiritually connected with Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why when we go to Madinatul Munawwara, we must greet up sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as well as greeting Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, we have to greet Shaykhain, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala. In the hadith it comes, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when someone gives or greets me, when I am presented with an individual's salatu wa salam, the angels come and say, Fulanun, Ibn Fulanin Salla Alayka Ya Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is in the hadith. The so and so person, son of so and so, has given durood to you. In another hadith it comes, Raddallahu Ruhi, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala returns my ruh in my body. Now it's very important that we understand this hadith. A lot of the brothers will perhaps have this in the mind, that why should the ruh continuous we come out of the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then return back. Imagine, millions and millions of people are sending durood to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. So what is the meaning that the ruh returned back to the body and Abu sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him jawab, responds to his durood? The meaning of the hadith, the muhaddithin have said, it is not about the ruh as in the soul returning in the body. It means that generally when someone is in alam-e-barzakh, in the grave, in that world, his full attention is with Allah and with Jannat. His full attention is with Allah. So when you have Jannat, why do you want to come back to Leicester? Right? Say, when you have Jannat, will anybody want to return back to dunya? No. But when someone sends durood with ikhlas and sincerity to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him the full attention. And the meaning of the hadith where Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the ruh returns to my body, it's not ruh as in the soul, it means full attention of Huzur alayhi salam is given to that individual. That is the meaning. Baat samme aayi? So you give salatu wa salam to Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is very, very important. Azimabad mein, there was a Sunni Muslim and a Shia Muslim in Azimabad. It was the period of Hajj. The Sunni Muslim brother decided to go for Hajj and he was closely associated with his friend, but he was a Shia. Mothers and sisters listening at home also, and the brothers that are here, remember one thing, Aqeedah is very, very important. Aqeedah is very important. The Quran starts with Aqeedah. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ This one verse, this not even one entire ayat, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ is the foundation, the backbone of Aqeedah. What is Aqeedah? Aqeedah is so important. Insan ka Aqeedah kaisa hona chahiye? It's not so easy that so and so person like so and so person, but he is a Shia and Shia okay, so it is okay for a Sunni to marry a Shia. Remember, a Sunni Muslim can never ever marry a Shia Muslim. There is no nikah. There is no nikah. Mufti Yusuf Ludhianvi, in his Aapke Masail aur Unka Hal, a lady asked him that so and so person in my family, especially this happens in Pakistan, so and so person is a Shia, married a Sunni. Is nikah valid? Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi says there is no nikah. There is no nikah. The kalima, this is not one. The azan is not one. The Quran is not one. Subhanallah. The aqeedah of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam being ma'asum, they have the aqeedah of the imams being ma'asum. Everything, subhanallah, is baseless for them. So this Sunni Muslim was going for Hajj and the Shia person heard of him, and the Shia said to this Sunni Muslim that when you go to Madinatul Munawwara, pass my salams to Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell him that I also want to come one day and make ziyarat of you, O Messenger of Allah. But there is only one thing that is stopping me, and that is the two companions that are resting with you, Abu Bakr and Umar Farooq. And nobody can argue with that on this subject. I personally have experienced this. Zati tajruba hai iska. Zati tajruba.